Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is. Welcome to the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios. Today, it's the end of the week. We're going to chill out a little bit and relax. We always do on Fridays. Great to be here with you. I will be filling your prescription for freedom for the rest of what will soon be, you'll find out, the fastest hour in all of daytime radio. I can promise you that. A lot to talk to you about today, and I can't gloss over it. There's no way for me to spin what I'm getting ready to tell you. It is flat-out bad news. As a law-abiding gun owner, we have some trouble on our hands, and it highlights why we cannot lay down, we cannot rest as law-abiding citizens who carry firearms, those who value our rights, and I'll get into that in just a moment. First, I want to tell you, Mark, where are you today? I am outdoors, remote, not far from the Armed American Radio Daily Defense physical studios and the studios, Crossbreed Holster Studios, but not too far down the road from those studios at a great place known as The Cove. And I'm here with The Cove owner. There's a beautiful pool here. Steve Endler, how you doing today? You're The Cove owner. It's wonderful. You're a gun owner. You carry a gun. You're a concealed carry permit holder. I love it. How you doing?
Hey, buddy. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Great to be here with you. I'm at your facility, and the fun part about it is we're here for a reason, because we're going to start with you. You hit a milestone this weekend.
Yeah. My wife is a little shocked. She's married to a 50-year-old today, so
well,
I hit 50.
50, that's a milestone. Well, you've got 25 years on me, but that's okay. Don't feel bad.
Okay.
Don't feel bad, Grandpa. It's all right.
Well, you can still stay here.
Don't worry about it. I've got guns older than you, so we're good to rock and roll. Mark, what are you carrying today? A Glock 17. I'm actually carrying a Glock 17. Steve, you ready to rock and roll?
I am.
Fun today. Happy birthday, buddy. We're out at your beautiful facility in the Metro Atlanta area, and it's wonderful.
Yeah, and like I said, I'd say welcome here, but that'd make it sound like this is the first time you've ever been here, and I know that's not true.
No, so I've been here before, and I've met some amazing people here, some great law enforcement folks, and everybody else. So,
yes.
Lots to talk about today. Let's jump in with this story. This is very, very disturbing, and as I said, there's no way for me to spin it, and I'm not going to try. When you tune in to Armed American Radio, you get facts from me. I don't lie to you, ever. But this is bad, and I don't know of any other way to say it, so I'll just say it. It's bad. You may or may not have seen the press release yesterday. I did before I brought the show to you yesterday, but wanted to read into it a little bit more to find out how to present it to you and find out whether we had any opportunity to fix this, what happened in Washington State yesterday. Washington State, you've become a real thorn. Let me tell you why. I'm just going to go right to the Seattle Times headline. Washington State Supreme Court rules in favor of Seattle's gun tax. Steve, did you hear about this?
Yeah. We were talking about that a little bit earlier.
This is very dangerous. Let me explain what's happened here. The National Rifle Association Second Amendment Foundation, Second Amendment Foundation, National Shooting Sports Foundation, sued to stop the gun tax in Seattle. We talked with Alan Gottlieb about this briefly last week or earlier this week on the airwaves, and we've been talking about it since the suit was filed. This has been going on for a couple of years. Washington State Supreme Court yesterday upheld Seattle's tax on gun and ammunition sales in an opinion issued yesterday morning at about 11 a.m. Eastern Time in an 8-1 decision affirming King County Superior Court, which sided with the city against opponents, including the NRA and the SAF and NSSF. This has been all over the news today. Let me explain what this means. The city has been imposing a tax of $25 per firearm on any gun sold inside city limits. Now, what Gottlieb did was sued on two fronts. To get the numbers over the first year through a Freedom of Information Act filing to find out how much money did Seattle actually take in. Now, keep in mind, this is not statewide yet. I'll go into that in just a moment. We're going to spend a great deal of time talking about this today. The ramifications of this to you in Minnesota, to you in Florida, to you in Kansas, to you in Illinois, to you in anywhere, any state in this country. I can't squash it. It's bad. Excuse me. So that's how bad it is. It's going to be difficult to talk. But the city, Gottlieb filed suit, and they won. He and Dave Workman won the suit. Found out that the city only took in $108,000. They claimed that this would bring in between $300,000 and $500,000, and the tax was designed to fund studies to reduce gun violence. Now, that's a bunch of malarkey and a bunch of bunk. The fact of the matter is, this is a gun control push to rid the city of Seattle of gun dealers, and we know it. Now, they'll never admit that. More on that in a few moments through analysis. The city has been imposing a tax of $25 per firearm and between 2 and 5 cents per round of ammunition for more than a year and a half. City Council member Tim Burgess is the individual who created this quote-unquote gun tax. He's no longer there, by the way. He is retired. The plaintiffs in the case, Second Amendment Foundation, NRA, NSSF, representing you, Armed American Radio listener, filed claiming the tax violates Washington law that bans cities from regulating firearms. In other words, there's preemption statutes in the state of Washington that supposedly give teeth to banning or regulating firearms over and above what the state has already done. That keeps local municipalities from being able to say, hey, we're going to ban guns in our city parks, and on and on. That case was lost today. The state Supreme Court in Washington today found that no, in fact, it is not in violation of the preemption laws. It is, in fact, a tax which the city council has the authority in Washington to impose. So we lost this case. The gun grabbers are hooting and hollering. It's a huge victory for them, and I'm not going to spin it. It is a big victory for them, and it has ramifications nationwide. Why? Local, liberal, progressive, gun-grabbing municipalities across this country by the thousands have been watching this case and waiting to see what happens. So what does that mean for you, Minneapolis? What does that mean for you, West Palm Beach? What does that mean for you in any city virtually in New York where you've got liberals in control of city councils? What do I always call city councils? You've heard me call them. They're homeowners association wannabes. These are local guys and gals who simply want authority. They've been handed a very, very broad brush right now, not just in Washington State, but across the country. Here's why. This is never going to go to the Supreme Court. There are going to be municipalities across the country funded by Bloomberg now. Mayors against illegal guns. All of Bloomberg's minions are now going to start opening the floodgates in small, local, liberal-controlled municipalities based on what we saw happen in Washington that says, guess what? Now we can fashion the same thing here. Let me tell you what happened in Washington. Virtually every gun dealer left Seattle. There are very few there. I think there are two there that matter at this stage of the game. 80% of the revenue collected, $108,000, that came into the city's coffers via that tax came in from one dealer, 80%. We heard that from the voice from the mouth of Alan Gottlieb, based outside of Seattle in Bellevue, Washington, at the Second Amendment Foundation offices. Most gun dealers left. So let's look at this from different prongs. Let's go down different rabbit holes. Okay, so what do we tell gun dealers? Let's leave the city of Seattle and get out. They don't want you there. Quit paying them that money. Guess what happens if we do that? The city of Seattle wins because guns have been de facto banned in the city of Seattle, which is exactly what they're looking for. So do we tell gun dealers to leave? Do we ask gun dealers to stay? How do we handle this? The problem that we have now, and this is a double-edged sword, and I understand that there will be much discussion held on this on my Monster broadcast on Sunday with Alan Gottlieb on this very topic. We could spend easily 3 hours discussing what happened and what it means for states and local municipalities across the country. The fact of the matter is that this started in 2015 with the imposition of this tax, and it has ended as of yesterday at roughly 11-ish a.m. Eastern Time in an 8-to-1 decision. Let me give you a couple of quotes from some of these folks, and I think I'm going to run out of time here. Sean, how much time do I have? About a minute? Okay. Tim Burgess called this ruling a huge win and said he hopes other Washington cities, quote, now feel comfortable to follow suit by adopting their own taxes on gun sales. Now, I want you to think about what I'm talking about. What is to stop the city from increasing that tax to $50, $75, $100? And don't think it's not going to happen in places and local municipalities in Connecticut, for example. Now, I don't know that there's anything in the books in Connecticut, but we have to pay attention now. Everybody's been watching this. $25 isn't enough because they're not making enough money because the gun dealers have left the area. The ones that are now there are going to have to fill the coffers. Now it's a $50 tax, a $100 tax. It also opens up the avenue to tax other constitutional rights. Now, I won't go down this hole yet, but do you think the liberals would tax teen abortion clinics to fund research for abortion? Never. It's firearms. They pick firearms because they hate your firearms rights and they hate your firearms freedoms. I'm thrilled, he said, to see our Supreme Court so strongly uphold Seattle's gun violence tax. We knew from the start that we had a strong and sound legal case, and I'm proud that the tax proceeds can continue funding gun safety research and prevention programs at Harborview Medical Center. The council member added, gun violence costs the city and county $180 million per year, and I believe the gun industry should help offset some of these costs. The gun industry? No. You, as a law-abiding citizen and a law-abiding purchaser of a law-abiding, constitutionally protected, fundamental, basic civil right. Back right after this. Mike Pawarski from The Arms Room jumps in the conversation.
You know, I talk about Chicago with you each and every day on the radio program, don't I? So I wish I could say I was shocked to hear the Chicago Tribune report that 56 people were wounded, 11 of them fatally, over a recent weekend in Chicago. But the reality is, we're living in dangerous times. Of the lives that were taken, one belonged to 10-year-old Gustavo, who was simply riding in a car with his dad when he was attacked. Can you believe that? An innocent kid. It reminded me of a story I heard recently about a USCCA member, David, whose own young sons were threatened by armed thugs during a trip to the barbershop. David was forced to defend his family with his firearm, killing one thug and wounding the other. The good news is, the USCCA was there to guide David through the devastating aftermath. I talk to you about it every day. Visit armedandresponsible.com to hear all the shocking details from David's story and see the live news footage that captured the very moment he was forced to shoot on tape. It's there. And while you're there, discover how you too can protect your family's future from the unthinkable. Just go to armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Visit the site today and learn how to protect your family. armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
The gun lobby has tried and failed to use the courts to block this common sense policy that will fund these critical investments. Today's ruling is a clear message that their campaign to deny the public factual information about gun violence is not welcome in Washington State. This is a, and I will not cut it, I will tell you exactly what it is. It is a big loss for gun rights in America, a big loss for gun rights in America. And as it stands right now, they're really, from a court standpoint, there isn't much we can do about it. Let me go to the phone line. Mike Pawarski from the Arms Room Radio. Mike, how you doing today, brother?
Doing great, Mark, doing great. Thanks for having me on the show.
Always a pleasure, man. You know, you're familiar with this. We haven't talked about it prior to your appearance here on the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Hotline, but your thoughts on what I covered in the first segment?
Yeah, just initially that, you know, first off, with the Washington State Supreme Court, what a bunch of whack jobs. I mean, how do they come to this conclusion that regulation and taxation are two completely separate things, and that that the taxation is not eliminated under the preemption statute? That's just clearly biased thinking there, you know. And then my first thoughts are, okay, so this taxation is not a regulation. It's not eliminated by preemption. I guess we can start taxing carrying firearms in public places. So if you want to carry it in the city city park or on the down the sidewalks, you can carry it. But we're going to tax it now, or perhaps, Mark, we go a step further. We're going to tax books and free speech now, because, you know, it's not a regulation. It's a tax, and that's okay.
Yeah, this is a very, very dangerous, I'm not even going to call it that stupid buzzword, slippery slope. This is a very dangerous slope that we have slid down here, that Seattle has opened up, and that the Washington State Supreme Court has affirmed, and they affirmed it 8-1. Now, Steve, as a gun owner, as a permit holder, as a gun buyer, as a consumer, we're on the opposite end of the country from Seattle. Unfortunately, we live in a free state where this is not an issue. There will be municipalities, possibly in every state, controlled by liberals that may want to do something like this. I could certainly see the city of Atlanta trying to do something like this now that this has been opened up and they've watched this succeed in Washington, not saying that it would with the constituency here. But as a consumer, if you lived in Seattle, would you continue to buy your product from a dealer in Seattle that has to charge you now a $25 tax plus 2 to 5 cents a box of ammo, adding to the already to the cost you already buy you pay for a firearm? Would you do that, or would you go outside the city?
Well, yeah, and I can actually speak on this a little bit, because I'm actually born and raised out in the West.
In
you know?
Seattle, were you not?
Just actually south of there,
okay.
Olympia, actually, but. But yeah, you know, I mean, this is something where just your regular consumer, you know, that works hard all week, you know, and to get that paycheck and stuff, they don't want to go out there and spend an extra $25 and be taxed on something that I can drive, you know, a couple miles down the road outside of there and pick up the same, you know, product
for $25 or $50 less.
Exactly.
And now you're harming what the city, and the city does understand this. If they don't, they're just flat out stupid. And there are a lot of dim bulbs in the knife drawer when it comes to progressive liberals. Mike, you own a gun shop. You're a dealer. You build weapons. You're an FFL holder. If you were based in Seattle, and both of us know people out in Washington State in this industry. Mike, if you were based in Seattle, what would you do as a dealer faced with this now and have an affirmation, an 8-1 affirmation from your Supreme Court? As a dealer, would you stay there? What would you do?
Well, you know, let's just say that I've been able to stay there the last 18 months. I found some way to compensate that $25 to make up that loss in profit and still manage to have a functioning business. When this ruling comes down, you've got to get out. It's just going to be more. There's just going to be something else they're going to put on this. Again, they're going to hide it under this word tax, because tax is not regulation, and we can do what we want. They're going to find a way to drive you out of there. Because, you know, Mark, we all know that this was not for money to support looking into gun violence. This was to punish those that want to buy and those that want to sell firearms.
I can't give in a specific exact quote. I'll look to Alan Gottlieb to do this on my huge monster cast on Sunday when we discuss this in great detail. Alan will give us far more detail on the implications to this across the country, wherever you happen to be listening to this. And it's an upsetting conversation. But, Mike, the individual, and Steve, the individual Tim Burgess, the councilman who is no longer on the city council who concocted this scheme is on the record somewhere, and I'm going to paraphrase now, of saying if the gun dealers decided to leave, well, then good for them. Okay, that's the market working. So what that tells me is that's the end game. Mike, they collected less, and with the amount of money that they had to spend, by the way, to lose the lawsuit, the Freedom of Information Act lawsuit from the Second Amendment Foundation, they've lost money in their first year and a half. So the fact that they're not going to make any money and then lose the business and the tax revenue they would have gained without imposing the $25 tax, do they care? Steve, let me ask you that first. Do you think them on the city council even care about that, or do they hate our gun rights to the point that they don't want any money from us at all?
Yeah, I really believe they don't. They don't care when it comes to this topic and stuff. They got one goal in mind, and they're going to do whatever it takes. And like you said earlier, I mean, it's to the point of if the $25 tacked on every year or every time every purchase, if that didn't work, it would go higher, you know, until their goal was reached.
Well, you're going to see. That's a great point. We alluded to that earlier, Mike. Let me go to you. The tax is not going to bring them the revenue. We already know through the FO, Freedom of Information Act filing in the lawsuit from the Second Amendment Foundation and the great Dave Workman in Washington, that they didn't bring in what they had anticipated bringing in. And they fell short by about 400,000 of the 500,000 they subscribed to residents and told people that they hoped to bring in with that tax. They didn't. As a result of not bringing that in, Mike, it seems to me that if one or two dealers stay in the area, and I certainly don't think you'll see anybody else open up. I certainly wouldn't if it were me running the business. I'm not going to go to Seattle. Then they would absolutely have to, if they're sincere with what they want this money to do. If they're telling us the truth, then they need this money. They want this money, which means they're going to have to do what to the tax to the dealers that's there? They're going to have to up the ante.
Yeah, they absolutely are. And it's good. Listen, it's going to drive these dealers out. And again, that's what they wanted to see. They wanted these dealers gone. They wanted the firearms out because, you know, if we get rid of the dealers, then, you know, guns will no longer be allowed to be coming into the city of Seattle, which is ridiculous because you can carry them, you know, throughout Seattle and Washington State with your permit and with your reciprocity permit from all over the country. But, you know, they want you gone. They're not worried about the money. Mark, remember, this is, like you say, it's a glorified homeowners association with a couple of them. Seems like in the Seattle City Council are always under criminal investigation themselves. The money's not the issue to them, Mark. If they need more money, they just raise your millage rate. You know, they get all the money they want. Money's free for them. You know, they're the government.
So, Mike, do you think that they actually believe, and this is such a stupid question to even have to ask, with 20 seconds left, do you think that they believe that they're going to actually reduce criminal activity, which is what we're talking about here, from gangbangers and the like, by taxing me?
Sure. They believe it, and they think it's going to work, and they also believe that monkeys are going to fly out of their butts when they want it.
I'll tell you what, Tim Burgess and the rest of the city council, the way they're talking about this now, this is like a bunch of progressives running free at a unicorn farm. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense will be back. We'll cover some of your emails. More after this. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Every day I've been telling you about ArmedAndResponsible.com, ArmedAndResponsible.com, to discover what the USCCA can do for you. ArmedAndResponsible.com. I was telling you about the case out in Vegas, where the woman was viciously beaten and her pursuer, her former boyfriend, went after her after she went to flee. He was put in his place by a law-abiding bystander who intervened and ended his attack on her, which is the way it should be. That's a happy ending story, saved her and the community from any further hassle. However, he was arrested for being a good Samaritan. It happens every single day. We tell you over at ArmedAndResponsible.com, we give you the tools necessary to keep yourself from financial ruin should it ever happen to you, for simply defending yourself or someone else lawfully. ArmedAndResponsible.com. Don't leave your future up to chance. I have the insurance. Steve, you have the insurance.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, you're a platinum member as well. I mean, this is really, really powerful stuff, and it happens to real people just like us. And, of course, you're listening to someone who used a firearm to defend his life years ago. Thank God I didn't have to pull the trigger, because this type of protection did not exist, and Lord knows what could have happened to me. So, armedandresponsible.com. The details are over there. The packages that are being offered end soon, so make sure to head over to armedandresponsible.com. Mike Piworski, you run the Arms Room. You're an FFL. I want to close out this conversation on Seattle. Much, much more about this on my Monster broadcast coming up on Sunday from Alan Gottlieb, who was involved in the case. Many of you listening may have seen this. It's been all over. Well, it depends on what news outlet you're looking at. One American News Network is my go-to. in the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios. It's always on a monitor. Was bopping back and forth between them and Fox this morning. Fox was covering it and had Larry from National Shooting Sports Foundation on. So this has been getting some airplay, depending on who you're looking at. And depending, Mike, on what news outlet you're watching will depend on what perspective you get on this case, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Listen, on most of the stations, you probably won't hear anything at all. It's not until somebody brings something up with the gun victory, you know, that they don't recognize it as such. I really don't think that the liberal side sees it that way so much, you know, until somebody explains it to them that it is, because all they know is guns bad, you know, and that's what they put forth, you know, guns bad, gun violence bad, common sense, and they're going to have this explained to them. So maybe in a couple of days we should start seeing this out of them.
Yeah, what this brings attention to is black robes matter. Black robes matter. Most people, when they fill out their ballots, know nothing about the judges on those ballots. And Steve, you'll attest to that. You're shaking your head. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Most people don't know about that judge. They check the box or they leave it blank and they don't vote. This is proof positive. Now, let's turn this attention to Donald Trump, who has an historic opportunity to begin righting the court system in this country. And he's doing it by putting good, solid constructionists on the court that interpret the Constitution as it was written, not legislate from the bench, which is what happened in Seattle. And believe me when I tell you this, listener, the ramifications to this, to you, are huge. More about this on the Sunday broadcast, Black Robes Matter. I'm going to take this opportunity to ask you now, because really the only thing we can do is educate you and educate constituents in cities across this country to what can happen to them if the wrong judges hear these cases. And I can promise you now that Mike Bloomberg and the rest of his minions, listen, this guy's got an open wallet. He can't spend his money in his lifetime. He's pushing up, I think, over $50 billion now in wealth. And he's spending a significant portion coming after you. All right, let's stay, because I love hating on the progressive Democrat left gun grabber. Democrat rep claiming the National Rifle Association, Mike, is becoming a domestic security threat. This is a slap in the face. I'm talking about New York, of all places. She's got a D by her name. Imagine that. That stands for Democrat, which really stands for socialist or progressive. Kathleen Rice on Thursday tweeted that the NRA and NRA spokeswoman Dana Loesch are, quote, becoming national security threats. Mike, that means every single one of 5+ million National Rifle Association members are domestic security threats to this nation. What do you think about that, you evil gun owner, you?
Yeah, I'm evil multiple times over. It's amazing how all of a sudden that you led up into this with Donald Trump getting ready to appoint more conservative constructionists to the federal appeals courts and, you know, hopefully eventually on the Supreme Court again when we finally kick some more off of there. They meet their makers, you know, of natural causes. I would not imply anything otherwise. But, you know, all of a sudden, this woman comes out of the closet. You know, she's telling us that we're evil. We're domestic security threats. Yet, you know, 6 months ago when police officers were being killed daily, it seemed, by, you know, terrorist organizations like Black Lives Matter, nobody had a word to say then. Nobody cared then. But now all of a sudden, because we have firearms and the laws appear to be going our way, except for, you know, crazy, ridiculous states like Washington State, you know, we're a domestic security threat.
Yeah, make no mistake, doom and gloom, we're pointing to a loss. And it was a loss in Washington State. No doubt about it, it's going to have an impact across the country in liberal enclaves, even in conservative states across the country. We're going to feel it. This is going to wind up in courts. It's going to cost a ton of money in litigation. There will be legislation written about this. And, you know, maybe over time we may see a taxation regulation issue come to the Supreme Court. But that's going to take years and years and years. Birthday boy, what do you think, Steve Endler, owner of The Cove, when you hear a New York representative, Kathleen Rice, say the following in a tweet, quote, I'm just going to say it. Pound NRA. It's pound with me. It's not a hashtag. Okay,
right.
I'm not the millennial.
No, I know. I'm with
Snowflake
you.
Snowflake dope. Until the lady on the phone starts saying last four digits followed by the hashtag sign, then I'm going to keep saying pound.
Right.
I'm just going to say it. Pound NRA and at D Loesch are quickly becoming domestic security threats under President Trump. We can't ignore that. as an NRA member, as a law-abiding citizen who simply wants them out of our hair and wants to go on with your life and have the right to defend yourself as recognized, not granted, but recognized by our Constitution. What do you think when you hear that?
Well, you know, it's one of those things where I'm sometimes shocked. You know, it sets me back a little bit when I'm sitting here thinking, okay, you know, how I understand, you know, America's a beautiful country, and we all have our own points of views and want to go in a certain direction with our country. But look back to the history. Look back where we came from, how we got here, you know, and we're a fairly new country, you know, when you look at the whole big picture of it. And it wasn't by sitting there and coming over here, our forefathers came over here and just stood by and let you know, go, oh, well, we'll just talk about it, and we'll just, you know, we don't want our guns and we don't want our, you know, our rights and anything like that. If that was the case, we would have just stayed over there, you know, where we didn't have the freedom.
We fought tyranny with firearms. We fought tyranny.
Absolutely.
To be able to keep the freedoms that, and we have a Second Amendment recognized in order to keep those rights. That's what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
The Second Amendment, and Mike, that's